You're listening to an excerpt from the Ryan White Town Hall meeting, which took place on November 8, 2007 at the United States Conference on AIDS in Palm Springs, California. In this section, two activists with HIV talk about accessing Ryan White-funded dental care. We'll hear first from Laureen Willenberg of Lake Elsinore, California.
Personally speaking, I benefited from I developed the gum disease, and I was uninsured. Although I was self-employed and making X amount of dollars, I couldn't afford to buy health insurance or dental insurance, and received assistance then to have the surgery on the top half. But I'll tell you something, I actually needed the surgery on the bottom half. And because of the cutbacks in Sacramento now, this was about a year and a half ago, needed to not have that because of the cap per head, if you will, consumer. And so I still have the blazing infection on the bottom and nowhere to go because I've heard that that dental assistance is no longer available and that several of the dentists in the area have ceased accepting people in my circumstance. So it was a success for half. It was a half success, 50% success. And I'm very appreciative of that, by the way, because had I not benefited from that surgery, my upper teeth would be gone. And so I want to say how grateful I am for those services being available, but if let go the bottom part, now that I'm in my 50s, you know, and I am HIV positive, and so I have to be concerned that the longer it goes, that I might have an infection that will eventually, you know, hurt my immune system. So there's a level of stress there. You know, it's always in the back.
Now we'll hear from Fortunata Kasege, one of the meeting's hosts. Fortunata is originally from East Africa. Now she works in Houston, Texas for the Campaign to End AIDS.
The other thing is just to make sure that the dental care, you know, the drugs, assistance, you know, the rehabilitation, you know, all those other supportive services. I can talk about dental care because I come from a big city and there's thousands of people who rely on one little clinic that's there. And I know how dental health is important for people who live with HIV. You don't want to get some other crazy infections, you know, to jeopardize your already weak immune system.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from the Ryan White Town Hall meeting, which took place at USCA 2007. For more information about hosting your own meeting, contact Christine Campbell of the Campaign to End AIDS at 202-408-0305 or campbell@housingworks.org. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L @housingworks.org. You can also fill out the survey sponsored by the Campaign to End AIDS and the National Association of People with AIDS. The survey is linked from this podcast's main page.